In the year 2525.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, they're beginning to show their true colors, the Republican Party. Think of what will happen if for any reason they were to take over at least the House. At least the House in November. It's sworn in January. That'd be the end of Joe Biden's initiatives. It'd be the end, frankly, of the interest of the United States being back in the Congress. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Now, he's from Ohio. And he's really bad news. He's really, really bad news. Sadly, he's a UW-Madison grad, but he's truly bad news. Jim Jordan. He came out with a statement attacking Republican senators. Republican senators, and he is a Republican, for working with Democrats to pass legislation if it's endorsed by Biden. In other words, if Biden will sign it. And Biden will sign it. He's attacked senators in his own party for working with Democratic senators to agree on a bill that Biden would sign. Any bill, even if it has plenty of Republican amendments in it, and it's very much in line with what they want too, does not want to give the perception of a quote victory end quote to Joe Biden. This guy is a sick puppy. He is known as Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, and you can Google it to find out why he's known as Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. I'll tell you something else that's sad and chilling. If the Republicans win in November, in January, then they get to pick the committee chairman. Guess who's going to be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee in charge of all judicial appointments to even get to the floor of the House? Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. There will be no judicial appointment, none whatsoever, by Joe Biden. The Supreme Court, the Court of Appeals, that he will permit to even be discussed on the House floor. And of course, the Senate is where it's at. The Senate are the ones that have to confirm the appointment, but the House has a lot of influence. Lot of influence. His mantra, and by the way, Kevin McCarthy endorses what he does, and doing the same thing, is the first thing is stop Biden from doing anything. This is reminiscent in 2016, when Hillary Clinton was ahead in the polls. It looked like she'd beat Trump. Moscow Mitch and some of the Republican senators said, "We will not even take up for discussion any Supreme Court judge that Hillary Clinton proposes. They won't even discuss it." That's unconstitutional. Supreme Court appointments have to be confirmed by the Senate, but there is an inherent obligation to at least consider them. And if you're going to say, "No, I'm not going to confirm them," say why and have a good faith reason for it. The Republican Party will not confirm any judge, if they can become the majority, put up by a Democratic administration. They've said it. Now, Jim Jordan is attacking Republicans for more than judicial appointments. In other words, any of them that would go along in the Senate with Joe Biden on a judicial appointment. The CHIP legislation, where there was a, it was about time, there's legislation to stimulate the production of computer chips in our country. Right now, many of them are made in Taiwan. They're great and they're our allies, but you never know about supply. This would go to subsidize research, National Science Foundation, and the production of these chips. Very similar to the way we production of vaccines, where you give incentives to manufacturers to do it. You have to make sure that gets done. Republicans, some of them opposed it. Ron Johnson opposed it. Ron Johnson was pro-China on that one. So we can get chips from China. Well, you know something, Ron Johnson, you're not representing Wisconsin. But Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan said it was wrong to do that. Because even if it's the right thing to do, it made Biden look good. That's how sick this guy is. Sick this guy is. And I'll tell you some fallout from that. The Veteran Affairs Secretary, Secretary of Veteran Affairs, Dennis McDonough. Dennis McDonough was very senior in the White House under Barack Obama. Joe Biden made him Secretary of Veterans Affairs. And there is an important bill pending in the Senate right now, already passed the House, that would provide medical care for veterans, combat veterans, who are exposed to toxic burn pits. Toxic burn pits. In modern warfare, this isn't a medieval battle where everybody runs in with broadswords. There are people who end up getting COPD, that's a lung, you know, chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, and lung cancer, and they have to be taken care of, but it's not as obvious an injury as a bullet in the shoulder. So they go, well, you know, maybe we won't provide, I'm not kidding, provide what? Care for somebody with COPD or lung cancer because they got it from combat exposure to toxic burn pits and other kinds of toxins. Republicans have now opposed that bill because they're angry that Manchin and that Schumer got together on soft infrastructure on a compromise. They will injure veterans to do that, and Ron Johnson is one of them. Ron Johnson is one of them. That's an example of the depths they'll sink to. To take revenge, frankly, and to injure the United States. We go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. I'll make this quick. Senator Johnson has to go. That's as low as you go. I won a lottery one time, and it was a draft lottery. That's the only lottery I ever won, in fact. But he has to go. And that's all I'm going to say today because it works me out. Thanks. Bye.
Well, that's terrific. You know, for those who don't know, back during the Vietnam War, if you were of age to be drafted, there was some people were complaining that some people would get deferments for college or whatever. And so therefore, they should all be thrown in a lottery. But, you know, and then they jumble up the birth dates and you pick them out and there was no favoritism there. I mean, you know, your birthday's your birthday. And so, I was already in the Navy. I'm a little older, I think, than Wisco Paul, but my number came out 244. I probably wouldn't have been drafted, but I was already serving, which I wanted to do. When Wisco Paul says that he won the lottery, but that I remember I was driving somewhere from out east back to Wisconsin, going through Pennsylvania and listening to this. It was broadcast live on the radio, and guys everywhere were huddled around the radio. And it would go, all right, number one, I forget what number one was, but let's say, you know, right, number 18, February 2nd. And then everybody at February 2nd knew they were 18th, which meant they were going to get drafted. And I think that you wouldn't get drafted once you hit in the 100 something or 200 something. Anyway, that's what Wisco Paul is referring to. A little bit of nostalgia comes back to me. I think it's a, you know, frankly, the Vietnam War was a delusional war by LBJ, who frankly was a bad president, a very bad president. Some of his, you know, he did put in Medicaid, and Medicare and all that, but the Dems were already doing that anyway. But that idiot got into the Vietnam War, likely, he wanted to be a war president. Franklin Roosevelt was a war president, he wanted to be a war president. George W. Bush wanted to be a war president. You know, none of these guys fought the war themselves. None of these guys lost an arm or a leg or got killed or left a widow and two kids at home either. So I've had enough of these kind of guys, frankly. And Wisco Paul stepped up to the plate, won the lottery. I assume he meant Wisco Paul, you got drafted, which I respect. And you bring back some very, very fine memories. But to get back to it, you know, Ron Johnson, Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough says the GOP now, they're trying to sneak around the bill to give health care to guys who got COPD or lung cancer in a combat situation. So they're trying to sunset it or cap it. So they'll give X dollars for a year. But what happens if more guys than that need a treatment? That's too bad. They'll have to ration it. Or they're too bad. Who are these guys? Who are these guys? Who are these guys who are not willing to pay for medical care? I'm not talking about any kind of boondoggle. I'm talking to medical care. And they're doing it what? Save money? No, they're doing it to embarrass Joe Biden. They will hurt veterans, embarrass Joe Biden. Say what? Ron Johnson's one. We'll come to the end of the show. Great show. Great call. And thanks for calling. Matt Flynn, direct back. Same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day.